Christy Connors, December 11th, 1990. I'm interviewing Marie Kettle for National Mine Red Dust. Mrs. Kettle's house is in the Green Creek location. Okay, when and where were you born?
In National Mine, right at home.
Okay, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one sister, Virginia, married to Lutheran Cleone, and they live in Mishigami. And one brother, Jacob Platt, that lives out further on the County Road 581. Ask me.
Okay. What are their ages? Do you know?
Virginia is 59 and Jacob is 57.
Okay. Do you know when and where your parents were born?
Both my parents were born in the town of National Mine.
Do you have any occupations?
Other than not being a housewife, no.
Okay. What years did you attend National Mine School?
From 1940 to 1953.
Okay. Do you remember the names of any of your grade school teachers?
Yes, my kindergarten teacher was Dorothy Gleason. My first grade was Viola Mason. And I had third grade, I think, was Dorothy Sundberg. Fanny Millimack was fifth. And Mrs. Trick was sixth.
Could you describe them in any way?
Well, they were all really nice. I had all really nice teachers. They were very, you know, helpful and kind-hearted people. Viola Mason, which was my first grade teacher, was also my Sunday school teacher, and she was a very, very nice lady.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
In the grade school? Students? Well, I wouldn't say I'd have a favorite because I really liked them all. They were very, like I say, very nice teachers.
Okay. Did you remember any humorous or interesting stories about your grade school teachers?
Not really. Just remember that they were, you know, really nice to all the kids. They treated us all really good. And we never seemed to have many problems there.
Okay. Did you have any favorite high school teachers?
Clarence Thomas was my favorite. He taught biology, and that was my favorite subject. And
okay.
I think I liked it because it had, well, a lot to do with animals besides that. I don't know, he was very helpful, very good teacher, I thought.
Do you have any interesting or humorous stories about your high school teachers?
Well, I don't know if it would be humorous. It would be interesting. At one time, I remember Mr. Anlaw, George Anlaw, was our principal, and we didn't get away with anything with him. And I remember one time at a basketball game, all us students didn't like the ref's call, and we all booed. So the next morning, he called a little meeting together there and gave us good talking to, and nobody booed after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you get to school each day?
Well, I just lived a hop, skip, and a jump over the hill from the school, so I walked.
Okay, what time did your school start?
We didn't start till 9 o'clock every day.
How did the kids dress?
Well, a lot different than they do today. We weren't allowed to wear any pants. We just had to wear skirts and blouses and dresses, and the boys had a dress. They weren't allowed jeans either. They had to have a type of dress pants or cotton shirts and that. No shorts for sure, like the girls do now.
Okay. Do you know the kinds of subjects that were taught?
Well, there was American history and American lit and biology and chemistry, science, typing. Algebra, geometry.
What was your favorite subject?
Biology.
Can you just explain why?
Well, I don't know. I just thought the experiments in there were great to do, and like I say, it had a little bit to do with animals, not a whole lot, I suppose, but I liked that part of it. And then I liked my teacher.
What subject gave you the most difficulty?
Oh, definitely geometry.
Why?
Well, it had such long theorems. The only thing I remember is that I had to memorize these because I wasn't too good at geometry, I think. If you didn't get algebra, which algebra wasn't too bad, but if you didn't get algebra, you weren't going to get geometry. And I got into the first part of geometry, and then I got kind of lost in that.
Okay. Were there any special fads or sayings when you were in school?
Oh, there probably was. Bads, I'm sure I remember the bads because us girls used to wear boys' shirts on the outsides of our skirts with, not tucked in, with a man's necktie.
Okay.
And also we used to wear scarves around our neck a lot. And of course we always wear the black and white saddle shoes and the anklets.
How were the kids expected to act or behave?
Oh, we had to behave very well. There was no fooling around in those days. I mean, you were either behaving or you were kicked out of school immediately, and your parents didn't stick up for you. I mean, you had a toe the mark or else.
Mm. What kinds of punishments were given?
Well, a lot of times I think they had them write the probably many pages, I'm sure, on why they did this and why they would never do it again. Or maybe they even were expelled a couple days from school. Sometimes I know a few kids that were expelled a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And you were afraid of your teacher. You know, Mr. Anwell didn't, like I said, didn't let you get away with anything, which was good. He was a very good principal.
Mm. Okay, what kinds of extracurricular activities were offered?
Well, not too many. I mean, for the girls especially, the boys had the basketball. We didn't have football in those days. The boys had basketball, and that was it as far as sports. We didn't have anything really except for cheerleading, you know, for the girls, and then of course only a few could participate in that.
Do you remember any special moments about the sports, basketball?
Oh, definitely. The year I graduated, our team won the districts. We beat Michigami that year. And the year before that, we won the district in 52, and we beat champion that year.
Okay, what kinds of plays or programs were staged when you were in school?
Well, Mrs. Gleason was there, and she was really, really good. She had the whole school participate from kindergarten right up to 12th in the plays and the Christmas plays, and then we always had a spring play. And it was a skit, like, with singing, you know, right all the way through it. Mm-hmm. So it was really good. I think a lot of people came from miles around just to see the plays.
Mm, okay. Did you participate in any?
Every one of them.
Mm. Well, did you have any humorous or interesting stories about those?
No, not other than my good memories of them, like I say. And then we had the auditorium, which was great. The plays then, because they had the big stage up there to perform on, and everybody had a comfortable seat to sit in. And since then, they took the greatest thing out of the school, I think.
Yeah. What was your lunchtime like?
Lunchtime, we had an hour off, and I always went home for school. When we first started school up there, they didn't have a lunch program. The kids that came on the bus had to carry their own lunches. And I can't remember what year they started a hot program lunch up there then. I don't remember what year it was. But before that, everybody brought their own bucket.
Okay. Did you know where anyone ate there, where the lunchroom was?
Well, the lunchroom was, I don't know what they had there now. Far corner, across from the manual training room it was there. I don't know what classroom they had there now.
Who was the principal when you were there in high school?
George Anlin.
Oh, okay. Did you have lots of homework?
Yes, we had quite a bit of homework. We usually had to take homework home every night.
What did you do after school?
Well, we did a lot as kids after school. It wasn't a night that we were bored or anything. If it was winter, we went skiing, skating, sleigh riding, tobogganing, or just out in the winter just playing. And in the summer, well, we went swimming, out just hiking in the woods. We played baseball, softball, kicked the can over, any game you can imagine. There was kids out playing all the time. Nobody was ever bored.
Okay. Can you describe the graduation ceremony when you graduated?
Let's see. They had on Sunday before graduation, they had a church, like a church service, or and then on graduation night, there was only 11 in our class. I presented the memorial that year, I remember, and then Ronald Sari was our salutatorian, valedictorian. Let's see. Ronald Sari was the valedictorian, and I think Alice Anlow was the salutatorian. And of course, they both gave speeches. And then I remember going back on the stage or the gym after it was over, and people from the community coming back there and congratulating us. And that night, all of us kids from our class, 11 of us, we went out to a friend's camp, and it was, I don't know, we were home probably by 12 o'clock. There was no drinking of any kind. There was very nice, you know, celebration.
Were you able to maintain contact with your friends?
Yes. Quite a few of them stayed around here. And a couple moved away, but the majority live around here, so I did keep in contact with them.
Did any of your teachers have an impact on your life?
Well, yeah, I imagine they all did. I mean, you know, they give you a set of standard rules to go by, and you did it, and, you know, they helped you.
Well, that's about it, and thanks for letting me interview you.
Okay. My school days were our most enjoyable, I thought. Since the community of National Mine was so small, it gave us the opportunity to know each other and every student from kindergarten on up to the 12th grade. It was like one big happy family. All the students mingled with one another, and everybody got along real well. The school plays, which were presented by Dorothy Gleason, included students from every grade. People from miles around came to see her presentations. Our gym classes were combined from the 9th grade through the 12th, and once in a while, we'd go outside and play a game of softball. Otherwise, it consisted mostly of exercises. If you were lucky, you got to be on the cheerleading team. I did consider myself lucky when I was chosen, along with my classmate, Alice Anwa, upon entering the 9th grade. The student council selected the cheerleaders in those days, and once you were chosen, you stayed in for the 4 years. However, the year I was chosen was a little bit different. They used to choose one girl from each class, one from 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. But Clarann Daly, who was in the 10th grade at the time, she had hurt her leg and was unable to continue cheering, so two were picked from my grade, and I was one, and Alice was the other one. In 1952 and 53, we had a darling little 3.5-year-old girl by the name of Mary Keddo who helped us cheerlead. She was a great crowd pleaser. Not only was she a favorite with the community, but she also won the hearts of the entire district. She was a great little ham, and I think a lot of the older people came to just to see her. Her picture was flashed on the sports page during the tournament games, and after that, the other schools adopted little girls as their mascots, but none of them as young as Mary. I don't think any of them came close to matching Mary's performances. This little girl later turned out to be my sister-in-law. In 1953, the year I graduated, our team won the district tournaments, beating Mishigami. Let's see, I think that's all covered. Yeah, that's about all.
Well,
I guess I covered on that. I didn't quite finish, so, but I thought I'd.
Okay, well, thanks again for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.